Eisen, as you probably know, and I'm from the University of Oregon in the College of Education, and we're doing a study of students who have a knowledge about chess. The study is being directed by Professor Marilyn Nichols. And the first thing I need to do is show you some forms that explain the study, which I had you find. And then I'm going to ask you some questions. In this study, I'm going to be interviewing you about chess, and it'll be kind of like those interviews you see on TV, where they talk to famous chess players and ask them different questions. And when I ask you the questions, I just want to know what you think. There's no right or wrong answer. So just, you know, let me know what you know, and most likely you'll know a little bit more than I do. Okay. I'm going to ask you to say your name out loud and count to 10, and then we're going to go rewind it and listen to it and make sure it's recording. So go ahead and say that.
Brandon Tree, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
So before we talk about chess, I'd like to learn something about you. I'm going to ask you a few general questions, and then you can ask me some questions too if you want. Okay?
Okay.
So, do you have any brothers and sisters?
Yes, I have one sister.
And what's her name?
Kelly.
And how old is she?
She's 13.
Do you have any pets?
Yep, I have a cat.
What's your pet's name?
Boots.
Do you have any favorite TV shows or movies?
My favorite TV show is probably The Simpsons. And my favorite movie...
favorite movies?
Yeah, I like, well, there's a movie that I think I'll like, Bridge to Terabithia, and then a movie I like, I don't know.
Do you have any favorite books then?
Yeah, the Harry Potter series.
Now do you want to ask me any questions?
Well, sure. What's your favorite TV show movie?
My favorite TV show is Grey's Anatomy. And my favorite movie, I actually just saw a movie last night called Stranger Than Fiction. Mm-hmm. And I really like that movie. Okay, so now I'm going to ask you about chess.
Okay.
You ready? Okay, so how long have you played chess for?
Since I was probably 8, 7, so 3 years.
How old were you when you first started to play for 7 years? So who taught you how to play chess?
My dad.
Now, do you know what a chess radium is?
No.
And you don't have one then? No. So do you have a chess coach or teacher then? Or
no.
Do you have your dad? Do you belong to a chess club?
Nope.
How can you play during your week or weekend?
I don't play very much, but sometimes, I mean, pretty much it's maybe once a week on the weekends if I do.
So who do you play with the most?
My dad.
Do you know any famous chess players?
No.
Do you ever play chess on the computer?
Sometimes I play chess on the game, but would that count?
That would count, so. And now tell me why you enjoy chess.
I just kind of like the strategies and how you have to figure it out and think through it before you.
And I'm not really familiar with the game of chess, and you probably know a lot more than I do. So I want you to explain some things to me so I understand it a little bit better.
Okay.
So first of all, how many people can play a game of chess at one time?
Two.
And I've heard of simultaneous matches. Do you know what this is? And can you explain this to me if you do?
No, I don't know what that is.
So tell me about the different pieces and how they're supposed to move.
Well, there is a row of... There's 16 pieces. There's 8 pawns in the front, and then there's a rook or a castle, a knight, a, no, a bishop, a knight, then it's king, queen, and then it goes bishop, knight, rook again, and then the pawns can move forward one, except on their very first move, they can move forward two, and the only way that pawns can, hit an opponent is go diagonal and not go forward. A rook can move, forward forward and sideways as many spaces until it hits something. A knight can move in L shape, so it can go three up and then one over in any direction. A bishop can move diagonally for however many spaces and whichever way. A king can move one space in any direction. A queen can move the same as a king, except it can move as many spaces as it wants.
So tell me about the goals of chess. So, in other words, what are the players trying to do?
Players are trying to get the king into checkmate. And checkmate is when the king is... If the king's here and then there's pieces surrounding it and it can't... It has to move so it wouldn't get hit the next turn. But when it moves in any direction, it's still gonna get hit, so that's checkmate in the way.
So now tell me the rules that players need to follow. So in other words, tell me everything you can think of about the game of chess that someone who's never played before, like myself, would know how to play.
So pretty much what I said before about all the pieces and how they move. And then you would have to say that probably you can't jump over pieces, so you can't, except for the knight, it can, when it does an L, that's the only time that it can jump over pieces, but like a bishop, a king, a queen, or anything, they can't jump over pieces, and you can't have two pieces on the same square, so you couldn't have, let's say, a pawn right here and a pawn right behind it, and then move the pawn up.
Now, I would like you to tell me what a player should do in order to win the game of chess. In other words, what are some key strategies that every good player should know?
Okay, well, one of my favorites is where you can beat your opponent in four moves. So you move your pawn that's in front of your king up. No, it's the pawn in front of your... Yeah, the pawn in front of your king up. And then next turn you take your bishop and put it about, I think, two squares so that before it would hit the edge. And then your queen over all the way to the edge. And then take your queen and go diagonal. And it would take the pawn. And then your king would try and get your queen, but your bishop would be there. And it would take your king, so the king would be in checkmate.
So how long does it usually take to play a game of chess?
Average game would probably be about 10 minutes.
And what makes a game last a really long time?
There's when it kind of gets down to just a couple pieces, it's really hard to take them unless somebody does a mistake or make a mistake. So that the person can take their piece. It's harder to get your opponent's king in checkmate because you only have so many pieces.
And then what makes the game end really quickly?
somebody doing the move that I did and not stopping it.
Okay. And do you know how to use a chess block?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you tell me about it?
There's a certain time, and you make your move, and then once you're done, then you hit it, and it goes off on the other side, and it starts the timer on your opponent's side, and when they're done, you hit it, and then it's either once you get into somebody's checkmate that you win, or once the person's timer runs out, then they lose.
And is there anything else you want to tell me about chess? So, thanks again for talking to me today, and you've been really helpful. I'm so glad you wanted to participate, and I have a gift certificate for you, and if you want this pen, so I'm guessing you support the other side. thanks again.
Okay.
That was it.
Okay.